And our special guest today is Michelle Anderson. Michelle is a composer, creative writer, and pianist, and she's been trained in music and won a number of awards, and she's also in charge of something very important, and we'll bring her on board here. Hello, Michelle Anderson. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Wonderful. Now, you're involved in something called Springboard for the Arts.
Yeah, I'm the Rural Program Director at Springboard for the Arts, and we are a nonprofit community and economic development organization for artists. We're funded through a number of private and government grants.
Okay.
Some of our major funders are like the McKnight Foundation, the Bush Foundation, and lots more.
Okay, good. And so you have that support that way. So for those who are trying to get a feel for what the mission of Springboard for the Arts is, what is your mission? What do you hope to accomplish?
Our mission is to help artists make a living and a life, and to build vibrant communities by connecting communities to their artists. So we have two kind of buckets of work that we do. One is helping individual artists with business skills and navigating all the different systems that they need to get their art out in the world and to make a living. So we do that in a lot of ways. We have a work of art business skills for artists series that we travel all around Minnesota and sometimes all around the country, helping artists kind of set career goals, figure out legal issues related to their work, like copyright and contracts, and even figure out marketing. So a lot of the things that they don't always teach you when you study art in school, we're here for that. And the other side of our work is doing community development through art. So we work with a lot of communities that want to tap into their local creative resources and get artists involved with different community issues that need a little boost of creativity and big picture thinking. So that's kind of the basic idea. We have a lot of different programs, so there's usually something for everyone, whether you're an individual artist, and that can be an artist of any discipline, so music, writing, visual arts, even craft or culinary arts. And then just communities that want to connect to their artists more. So.
Okay, all right. And my guest again, Michelle Anderson of Springboard for the Arts. In her description of what they do and what they provide, I think of one word, that's catalyst, which is ironic. Because in 2015, Michelle was selected by the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits as their Catalytic Leader Award winner. Now, that has to say something there about your work. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a big honor to be selected for that. And it's been, we've been here in the Fergus Falls office for 7 years, so
okay.
Part of that award was just kind of based on the work we've done in that short amount of time here.
Okay. You mentioned Fergus Falls. How do you reach out to Northwest Minnesota up here?
Well, the regional arts councils are our first stop if we're looking to connect to artists. Really, we go anywhere that somebody invites us or wants us to bring our services. So we have done some workshops with the Northwest Arts Council and with Region 2 Arts Council. And so we're excited to be at the resource fair that will be in Thief River Falls in April. That'll be a great way if people want to learn more about what Springboard does and just how some of our services might be able to help them in their art career. We'll be at that event. And we also can do phone or even like Skype consultations with individual artists. In fact, we've worked with artists in Montana and Oregon to do career consultations. So we try to make our services available in lots of different ways. We definitely like to travel. That's part of why we opened a rural office, so that we could be a little further up north.
Sure.
And be a little more accessible. So
Very good. And as Michelle mentioned, too, she'll be in Thief River on Saturday, April 28th at the Engelstad Arena. That's part of the Arts Expo in Thief River, Saturday, April 28th. And to find out more about Michelle's presentation and other events going on at the Expo, contact the Arts Council in Warren. Number there in Warren is area code 218-745-9111. 218-745-9111. And their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Michelle, for folks to find out more about what you do, what kind of connections do you have for a website and maybe a contact phone number?
Yeah, our website is springboardforthearts.org. And then you can find all kinds of resources on there. I'd also direct people to look up our Work of Art Toolkit. It's a workbook that you can download and has worksheets to help you with your arts career.
Okay.
And then our phone number at the Fergus Falls office is 218-998-4037.
Okay, that number one more time.
218-998-4037.
And their address again on the web is Springboard for the Arts, springboardforthearts.org. Well, time has flown by. Michelle Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we'll hook up in Thief River in late April.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah, I plan on being over there, so that's a great, great event. Thanks again, Michelle. Take care.
You too. Have a great day.
Michelle Anderson from Springboard for the Arts on Pioneer Radio. And again, she's appearing at the Arts Expo in Thief River on Saturday, April 28th at the Engelstad Arena. One more time for the Arts Council phone number to contact them about Michelle's work and other services provided by the Arts Council. Area code 218-745-9111. 218-745-9111. They're based in Warren. And their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.